Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. Thank you so much for coming back to hear the things that the Lord has been showing me. And today I have a message that I received from the Lord while praying concerning the great shaking or testing that is coming upon the whole world. First, before I read that to you, please stay with me to the end of the video so you can hear this message. I want to explain a little bit about the testing that we are all now going through. The Lord showed me the two kinds of testing. There is a personal testing that we each have to go through as children of God. And then there is a big testing that I believe in the end times that people will be facing. So we'll talk more about that in just a minute. For those of us who are walking with the Lord Jesus and obeying the Word of God, we know that we are going to be tested and that our faith is going to be tested. And we are not to be surprised by this because it is part of God's plan for us. It actually says this in 1 Peter 4, 12 through 13, that says, "Do not be surprised at the fiery trials you're going through, as if something strange were happening to you. Instead, be very glad, for these trials make you partners with Christ in his suffering, so that you will have wonderful joy of seeing his glory when it is revealed to all the world." So we are not to be surprised when we're going through these testings, brothers and sisters. Matter of fact, many years ago, when I was going through some very serious trials, I got a rhema or word from the Lord that I've never forgotten. And here's what I heard. I heard, "This life is a big test." I'll say it again. "This life is a big test." We, as believers in Jesus Christ, will be put through these fires of affliction. And these accomplish much in the spirit realm and to your spirit person or man. It trains us on how to be holy or set apart, as well as joins us with Christ in his sufferings that he endured. These testings are needed to mold us into the kind of people that remain faithful and true to the Lord. And I believe most of all, it refines us so that we can be more like Jesus and we can walk like Jesus walked and be more like him. And that's why the Lord allows these testings to bring out the sin and the impurities in our life so we can be more holy and have a more pure walk with him. So are you being tested right now? And if you are, then consider yourself blessed because the Lord disciplines those whom he loves. And a testing is a form of discipline. And so if you are being tested, you are being loved right now by your Heavenly Father. However, during these testings, there will be many who will stay with the Lord, but there will be many who will also fall away because they see hardships as proof that God does not exist. Many Christians actually will fall away because they have not been taught about the discipline of the Lord. They haven't been taught that this experience here on the earth is a big test. And so they will believe that God doesn't love them, or believe that maybe he's not even answering prayer or he doesn't even exist, and they will fall away. However, we have to understand, like I said, it is because of the goodness and kindness of the Lord that he is allowing us to go through this. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. So with every test, brothers and sisters, that you go through, if you pass it, you will get a reward. There is a reward that comes with the test that we pass. We don't always see that reward, but the reward might be up in heaven when you get up to heaven, or it might be during the here and now when you're on earth. Many times I have gone through tests and I have not passed them, And the Lord has shown me that I have failed. And that means I'm going to go through another test very similar until I pass it. And with every test that we pass, I believe that it takes us to the next step with the Lord. It will bring us to a higher level spiritually, and that your relationship with Him will grow. All right, so now I want to focus. We just talked about our personal testings that we are going through in this lifetime as those who are walking with the Lord, being tested and refined through those fires. But there is another test that's coming for the whole world, brothers and sisters. I'm going to call that the great testing or shaking. And last week, the Lord was laying it on my heart and showing me more about this testing. It is the testing that is coming upon the whole world. This testing will separate the wheat from the tares and the sheep from the goats. In other words, it will lay open the true hearts of mankind, and people will not be able to hide anymore behind their false masks, for their true nature will now be exposed and revealed. Jesus says that in the last days that there will be this universal testing that is coming, and that we are actually, as believers in Christ, to pray that we would be kept from it. And we see that in Revelation 3:10. It says this: "Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial or testing, which shall come upon the whole earth to test those who dwell on the earth." This great testing that is coming upon the whole earth that the Lord talks about will be the sifting that the shaking will bring. Let me say that again. It is the sifting that the shaking brings. Those who say they have faith might abandon the Lord out of anger, disappointment, and despair during this time. They will say, "Where is God?" in their time of need, instead of saying, "Lord, your perfect will be done in this circumstance." Now, right now, we are seeing wars and rumors of wars, which is very, prophetic from Matthew 24. And people are feeling more and more uneasy and noticeably concerned of their future. However, if they could see in the spiritual realm, they could understand that these are the days of testing that Jesus has been talking about. And what's going to happen now is we're going to start seeing this weeding out process that is necessary for the final harvest that is coming. It will reveal people's true commitment to the Lord. It will be very clear. I feel this is what the Lord is showing me. It will be very clear to who is for the Lord and who is not. There is not going to be any more middle ground or gray area. There will be no more lukewarmness in the church, because soon the people are going to either be on fire for the Lord or they will become apostate and against God. And there will be no in between. And I believe that we're going to see this happen. These testings that are coming, they're going to shake everything that can be shaken. It says that in Psalms 18:7, it says, "Then the earth shook and trembled, the foundations of the hills also quaked and were shaken, because he was angry." And in Hebrews 12:26-27, it says, "Yet once more," and this is the Lord talking, "I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of those things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain." So brothers and sisters, this testing that is coming, or testings, this is to shake up the world. The Lord is allowing these shakings to wake up the people so they will wake up to his love, his faithfulness, his greatness, and his power. This can be a very difficult path, especially when people don't understand that they are actually being tested for their placement in eternity. And I believe that this is one of our jobs right now, is to sound the alarm and to be there for people when we see the hard times coming, that we will be there and we will be able to lead and guide others and explain to them what's happening, not just in the physical, but in the spiritual realm, so they won't fall into despair or depression or disappointment. All right, now I'm going to go ahead and read the message that I received from the Lord. I received this in March of 2024. This is what I heard while I was praying to the Lord. I heard this. What is coming is earth-shattering. The earth will literally crack and come asunder. Pockets of earthquakes and shakings. Places that have never experienced them before will now. The earth is torn asunder. There will be signs in the heavens and the stars and the moon. The stars will... Okay, wait a second, brothers and sisters. Here we go. Let me start that again. I lost my place. The earth is torn asunder. There will be signs in the heavens, the stars, and the moon. The stars will be cast down, and they will shake the earth. When this happens, this will be the last of the last days. Many will die of fear, and many will wish to die, for the planet will come alive with these shakings. And then I heard Isaiah 24. And I would go ahead and read all of Isaiah 24, which talks about what the Lord's talking about these shakings and earthquakes that are coming. It says in Isaiah 24:19, it says, the earth is violently broken, the earth is split open, and the earth is shaking exceedingly. Back to the message. These disasters will be used to further the agenda of those in power, and they will try to use it for their own purposes. However, most will know that it is the great I Am who is allowing them to occur. During this time, there will be a great harvest, for many will call on the name of the Lord. He will give ample time for people to repent. They will not die in their sins unknowingly, but will be given opportunity to get right with their Maker. Is he not a just God? His love for his creation is measureless and bountiful, for he loves all that he has made in his image, for they are his children. Though many have gone down the path of wickedness, his heart longs for them to repent and to seek them with all of their hearts. And that was the end of the message.